Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Eddie Banks and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning. This is your host, Tabika Garnes, and Apostle Banks will not be with us today. She is with family. I am also with family, so I probably will not be on for the full hour. But I did want to jump on just to see how everyone was doing and just share something really quick. And just wanted to say good morning to each and every one of you all. I hope that your Thanksgiving was a joyful one, that you were able to give some thanks to the Lord for what he has done for you, because he has done mighty things in your life, even if you don't see it or even if it's not going the way that you thought it should go. He is doing great and mighty things in your life. So to God be the glory. Again, thank you for joining us for another Saturday. You could be doing something different, but you decided to come on here to Heart and just be a blessing, you know, showing your support, and we greatly appreciate that. So before I go into the topic that I wanted to discuss, let me open up in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for another day. We thank you for keeping us overnight. We thank you for watching over us. We thank you, Father God, that no hurt, harm, or danger came upon us. We thank you, Lord God, that we opened our eyes this morning. And Lord God, we just give you praise because you are worthy, oh God. And we just thank you for your grace and your mercy over our lives. Lord, we know that you have created us to do great things, Lord God. And we are asking, Father God, that you would just shift our focus, that you will help us change our mind about some of the things that we may have been taught as children that may not have been correct or may not have been according to your word. Father, we just thank you that even though we mess up, sometimes, you know, we're disobedient, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you love us anyway. The unconditional love that you show us each and every day, Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for the family and friends that you have blessed us with, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing in their lives, in our children's lives, in our grandchildren's lives, Lord God. We just give you praise, Lord, because you are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy. You are worthy. And God, we just continue to say thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you, Lord God, for the seasons that we are in. Every one of us are in a different is in a different season of our lives. And Lord God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for how you mold us, how you make us, how you created each one of us differently. Like, we don't all think the same. We were created in your image, Father, but we all don't think the same, Lord God. And we just thank you for creating each and every one of us in a unique way. We thank you, Father God, that you are the way maker. You are the provider. You are everything that we need. When our friends and family turn their back on us, Father, you are right there with us. You never leave our side. And although there may be times where we may be angry because of a situation that we don't quite understand, Father, we just thank you for not taking that personal when we lash out against you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for receiving us back even after we realized that we were wrong and that we should not have treated you that way. Thank you, Father God, for that unconditional love. Thank you that your arms are always open to receive us back in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. So we just say thank you. We love you, we honor you, and we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So I wanted to briefly talk about being thankful. As we just had Thanksgiving on Thursday, many of you may have been with your family or friends, or some of you may have just you know, stayed in the house with just your immediate family, whomever or however it went, we thank God for just making a way. And so, you know, the question is, are you thankful for what God has done for you? And I think sometimes we don't really stop and assess our situation. And sometimes we really aren't thankful for what God has done for us. Some of us don't even take the time to even think about that. We're so busy in the hustle and bustle of every day that, you know, we just don't take the time and think about or ponder on questions like that. Some people aren't thankful because what they envision is not what's in God's plan. And so when it don't come to pass, you know, they really can't say what they're thankful for because they see one thing and God sees another thing. And what they see and what God sees is two different things. And so for me, I am thankful for just the fact that I wake up every morning. That's what I'm thankful for to start off. Because I think even in that, we take that for granted. We take the fact that we wake up every morning for granted. We take the fact that when we wake up, we can hear, we can see, we can taste and we can smell. You know, when we put our feet on the floor and, you know, we thank God that, you know, he allowed us to see another day. We get up, we can walk. It's things like that that I think we skip over. And then we go to other things like if I don't have the house that I want, if, you know, I'm not, you know, we don't give God thanks. And that's not all of us. That could be those that don't have that close relationship with our Father. But some people's focus is just on those things. If they don't have the house they want, the car they want, the status, the job or the business that they want, it's like to them, they don't have anything to be thankful for because that's their focus. And that's what they're focused on, and that's what their dream is. But they don't realize that these things can become idols in their life. And then what happens is now they're worshiping idols and not God. And so when things fall apart, then that's when, you know, sometimes we run to God because we want him to fix it. But we didn't even have a conversation with him the whole time we were chasing these idols. It was what we wanted. It was what we was trying to make happen. And without God, we basically have no power. Without Holy Spirit, we have no power. And so when you're trying to make things happen, you're trying to make it happen in your own strength. And outside of our Father in heaven, you have none. You can't do anything without his strength. He gives us the strength to do the things that we do. He gives us the gift and the talents that we have. And, you know, even in that, even in the gifts and talents, some of us won't even use those. Some of us are very creative, very talented, and we won't even use it for whatever reason. It could have been that it could be a reason from your childhood that someone said something that was negative to you, and it just shut down your whole creative process, and that you won't even use it anymore. But we have to get past that because God has created us to be great. You know, if he's great and he created us in his image, then that means what? That we're great. And when we recognize and realize these things, you know, those barriers that have been set up against us before we even, you know, were born, those things would break away when we realize who we are in Christ. When we take our focus and our eyes off of what everybody else is doing and how they're doing it and how popular they may seem, you know. When we begin to just trust in the Lord and be thankful for what we have right now, our situations wouldn't seem so big. They wouldn't seem so out of control because, yes, situations will come up against us. There will be trials and tribulations that are going to come up against us. They are. It's going to happen. You will not live a life free of trials and tribulations because, again, they are there to help us grow. They're there to help help somebody else that may be going through the same thing. And so, but when we recognize that we're going through something and we've already trusted in the Lord, I mean, not just a little bit, not just with our words, but with our heart. We have to trust in the Lord with our heart more than our words. And so once you've done that, a trial may come up against you, and you might look at it like, I don't have anything to fear because I've already placed my whole heart, my whole trust in God, and I know that he's going to take care of it. And so when we get to that place, that is a peaceful place to be in, a very peaceful place to be in, you know, not knowing the outcome of something, but knowing that you've given it over to the Lord. And I mean, you've given it to him. You've left it there. You know, you don't go back to it and look at it to make sure that God is working it out. Or, you know, sometimes we give it to him and take it back and try to control it ourselves because he's taking too long. Or we feel like he's not doing it in a way that we think he should do it. However, he knows us. He knows us. He knows he created us. He knows everything about us. And so why not trust the creator? Why not trust the one who created you? And just like when we're babies, we trust our parents because we don't know any other way. So when we're babies and they're taking care of us, you know, we trust them. We trust that our parents are going to take care of us in the way that they should because we're babies, we're toddlers, we're little kids, we're not able to take care of ourselves. So we trust that our parents are going to do that. We know for some that did not happen that way. For some people, their parents did not take care of them like they were supposed to. And so as a result of that, it's hard for people to then trust in the Lord or trust, you know, in someone else to help them. And all of that should be healed. The things that our parents did or didn't do, we need to give it to the Lord and let the Lord deal with it and let the Lord deal with us and work on our hearts and change our minds about the things that we encountered as young people, when we were vulnerable, when we, you know, needed protection and the people that were supposed to protect us hurt us or weren't there to protect us, whatever may have happened, do know that that was not a part of God's plan for your life. It wasn't. But because it happened, God can use it for your good. He can use it for your good. And so being with family on Thanksgiving was, it was very, I was happy, I'm joyful, you know, even though I had to go to work on Friday, it was like, oh man, you know, as the time starts winding down and it starts getting late, it's like you got to go to bed because you got to get up and go to work the next day. And even in that, I am thankful that I do have a job to go to. You know, I would have liked to have stayed home, you know, stayed with my family. But guess what? I went to work, and I came right back to my sister's house after work in Virginia. And so it's like, yeah, I had to go to work, But I'm thankful that I do have a job. And guess what? At work, I was looking forward to coming back here with my family. And so I just want to say, let's just be thankful for what God has done, you know, already. He hasn't stopped doing things. But even if he has, we have life. We have family. We have friends. We have, you know, connections. We have him. Even if we don't have anything else, we have him, and that should be enough. It should be enough. But you know, just thinking about those that don't have family, there are a lot of people out there that don't have family to spend holidays with, and we have to remember that around this time is when people, you know, get depressed around the holidays because they lost a loved one. You know, their family situation may not be the greatest. So there's a lot of depression that sets in around the holidays. So we have to keep those people in prayer as well. Keep those people covered because, you know, that's what, when we think about holidays, we think about family. We think about friends, the people that we gather with. And so for some people, that's really depressing when they don't have that. And so, however, if you know someone that doesn't have family, you know, invite them over to your house and invite them into your family. Welcome them into, you know, your family. Be a blessing unto them. There are so many people out here that just don't, I just can't even think, I can't even fathom not having family or friends or church family or just somebody, just someone that I could be connected to that just, you know, may not be a family member. Some people don't have any of that. Some people are just by themselves. And for some people, it's a choice. Some people don't want to, you know, basically be bothered with people because of hurt, of betrayal, and things of that nature. But they're cutting themselves off from a lifeline. And God did not create us to be a recluse, you know, wanting to be by ourselves and not being bothered with people. He didn't create us to you know, just be somewhere just not wanting to have conversation and fellowship with people. No, he did not create us that way. Even that can even, that could harm, you know, be detrimental to our health. So we just have to be mindful of when the holidays come around. You know, it might be people that you may come in contact, you know, in a store or wherever, and they might not be friendly. I even have to remind myself not to take that personal because they don't know me. It's not towards me. It's just that whatever they have going on is speaking greater in their ear gates than what they understand. And so even smiling at someone, even just saying hi, you know, I've spoken to people, I've said hi to people. Sometimes they don't speak back, but I can't take that personal. That's just something that they have going on. And we just say, you know, a quick prayer, God, whatever it is that they're going through, Lord, I just pray that you touch their heart and you be with them. Like, things like that. And so, you know, again, just being thankful for everything that he has done. Think about, you know, where you were 10 years ago, maybe what was going on in your life 10 years ago, and look at your situation now. Has it changed? Has it not changed? Do you feel like you're still in that situation? And if you're still in that situation, you may need to really do some introspection and ask God, like, what have I done? Did I miss something? And sometimes you didn't miss anything. Sometimes you may be in the same situation for a long time for whatever reason. But, you know, again, rejoice in your trial. Rejoice in your tribulation. Rejoice when you're going through your storm. Rejoice. That keeps your heart, that keeps your heart happy. That keeps your heart beating normally. That keeps you that keeps your heart from not receiving the bitterness that comes with offense and people saying things to you that hurt your feelings. So we should be thankful all year round. That should be a given. We should be thankful all year round for what God is doing in us and through us. We should be thankful for the fact that I said a few minutes ago that we even woke up, that God even allowed us to wake up every single day, and the little things that we say take for granted. So at this time, I'm going to ask if anybody has anything that they want to share. It's no pressure. If you don't, that's fine. If you don't have anything that you want to share, I am going to end the show for today, and I thank you for taking the time out to join me today. And if you're still with family, have fun, enjoy them, enjoy your family while you can. Even if there's a situation going on in your family, why don't you be the one to reach out to your different family members? You may not be the one that's in opposition with the people in your family, but you may know some family members that are in opposition, that are have issues with one another. Why don't you be the one to reach out and see how you can help them come back together, how you can help them be healed, how you can help them forgive one another? So if you have anything that you want to share, press 1 on your keypad so that I can unmute you so that you can share. If not, again, we will meet you all back here next week for another Heart to Heart where we get to the heart of the matter. Okay. I don't see anybody pressing 1. So, again, I'm going to end for today. You all enjoy your weekend. Enjoy one another. And just be thankful. I love you all, and we'll meet you right back here next week. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.